No, what you try to do as a coach is, you know, you knocked out free agency, you're in the middle of scheme evaluations. So you come down, you want to really get a first look at these guys, have a chance to see them, have a chance to meet them, and wrap your hands around the draft class. Well, no, you're going to try to operate the same way. Just take really a look at the offense, defense, you know, and special teams. Mm-hmm. Well, it gives you a blueprint. You know, you get a chance to work with, you know, Mike and work with Tom. See a couple of different ways, really, to go about your business. And there are a couple of different ways to skin a cat. And Tom and Mike are great examples of that.
New York Giants head coach Ben McAdoo, podium A. New York Giants head coach Ben McAdoo, podium A.
What's the transition been like for you going from offensive coordinator to head coach?
It's really large-scale leadership. You know, you take a look at things. You do things on a smaller scale as a position coach. You're the head coach of your position. And then as a coordinator, you're the head coach of the offense. So now it really you have a chance to work with different people in a variety of areas, and it's have a chance to wrap your hands around the entire team. Well, it's early to say. I mean, you know, we're still in the process of evaluating the scheme. We looked at our players and looked at the free agents. We have a chance to go back and look at the draft in the draft film. We're early in the process there. And, you know, take a look at some different teams in this league. Take a look at teams in the college league and put that research in. Go in and implement it in what you want to do and then see what your roster looks like coming out of camp. And that's really how you decide how the carries fall, how you get those touches. Yeah, I had a chance to get in touch, you know, with Victor. He was by the office the other day, just kind of bouncing around. He was doing some rehab. He seems in good spirits, looks great, feels good, and, you know, hopefully we have a chance to get him healthy. Absolutely. You know, that's right now we're taking a look at things, and he's on the roster right now, and if anything changes, you know, I'll be the first to know.
Your time in Green Bay meeting, is there anything, two or three things you got from Coach Mike that can help you get here going forward?
Yeah, good to see you, Bill. You know, time in Green Bay, you know, Green Bay is obviously a special place for me and my family. You know, having a chance to win the Super Bowl there and be a part of some great teams and a great organization. And you take a little bit from everywhere you've been. Obviously, I want to take a lot from Green Bay and a lot from you know, my experience here in 2 years with the Giants and some other places in the past, and you take that and you mold it and you make it your own.
Mike, you know what you're going to do as far as calling plays?
You know what? That hasn't been decided yet. We'll take a look at a couple different scenarios, you know, moving forward. But like I said in the past, that's a schematic advantage, so I'm not going to talk about that. We may give everybody a call sheet on opening day. So, no, that's something that we're going to work through that process, and whatever we feel is best for the Giants, that's what we're going to do. We're still right in the middle of scheme evaluation. We haven't hit the situational part of things yet. We work through normal down and distance, obviously the player evaluations. What's interesting, before you get to situations and you're looking at the normal down of distance, we've had a lot of leads in games in the fourth quarter when you're looking at the scoreboard in between plays. And, you know, we have to end the game with the lead, and that's going to be important to us. That's not something that we're going to beat into the ground with these guys, but that's something that we have to learn from last year and figure out a way to close these games out.
But did you get any updates on
Yeah, I spoke to Jason a couple different times so far throughout the offseason. He seems in good spirits. He went through a procedure, and we'll have to see how that goes. That hasn't been determined yet. Well, I think when you look at the history of the combine, probably it's still the most important thing is you have the chance to get these players in front of the doctors and get them examined there so you know what you're dealing with and get a medical grade on them. You have a chance to meet them and shake their hand and look them in the eye and talk to them and kind of get a feel about what they're about. They're not just a guy on tape. They're not just a guy on a piece of paper, but you know, they're a human being and what they're all about and what they stand for and where they came from. Those are two important parts for me. I think it's good to get out and see them move around on the field and bend their knees a little bit and get their hands on some footballs and see how they look there. So you have a chance to put a name with a face and, just take them off the sheet of paper and off the film and know who they are. Yeah, I mean, Jerry and I, we're attached at the hip. You know, lines of communication are open. We've had productive dialogue, and whatever he needs from me, I'm willing to do. And I look forward to building that relationship.
Coach, what's your evaluation of the depth of the wide receiver position behind Odell Beckham, and how is Victor Cruz?
Yeah, you know, Victor Cruz is, had a successful procedure done. He feels good. He looks good. He's, coming along in rehab. No hiccups there so far. So we like that. We're encouraged with that right there. We have, some other guys that are going to have a chance to step up, possibly some young guys. But, again, it's still early in the process. It was obvious when Jason came back last year how disruptive he was without playing football for a long time. But, just coming in and having a couple weeks to get his feet underneath him, being able to go out and be disruptive as a pass rusher. And I just think when you look at him and, his ability to get off the ball and get after the quarterback is easy to see. And that's something that comes natural for him. And you don't think that's going to change anytime soon. I don't either. Yeah, I mean, the quickest way to get better is up front on both sides of the ball. You have to protect your quarterback and you have to get after the other team's quarterback. It's directly, related to the QB rating differential, which is important in winning and losing games. And that's certainly a you want to do a better job getting after the quarterback, whether it's up front or whether it's coming from the secondary versus with pressure there from the linebacker level. But you have to make the quarterback uncomfortable, certainly.
Florida State kicker Roberto Aguayo, table 3. Florida State kicker Roberto Aguayo, table 3.
No, Aaron Wellman and I go back a little ways, and I've had my eye on him for a while. I think he does a tremendous job. He's a forward thinker, and that's something that's important to me. He can still crack the whip if need be, and that's hard to find in today's league. And he'll do a tremendous job. As far as the injuries go, you can't put all your eggs. You can't just point to one thing. Injuries, we have to look at a variety of things that impact injuries, whether it's the way we practice, whether it's the way we hydrate, the way we sleep, the way we recover. You just can't point to one thing and say that's going to cure everything as far as the injuries go. But we're going to look at a variety of things there.
Not just in regards to that, but how much changes do you, not just in regards to the strength conditioning and the training, how much change do you expect in your organization and your system and way of doing things maybe than Tom?
Well, we're going to change. Like I said before, I'm not going to try to be Tom. I'm not Tom. He's already taken. But we're going to evolve a little bit. It's evolution, not revolution. We're not going to, if something works and we feel good about it and we like it, we're going to stick with it. If not, we're going to make some changes. There are some things that, we've done in the past and we've kicked around a lot of ideas within the staff. And we're going to implement those moving forward and we're going to make it our own.
Ben, how far along did your
I went down for an interview. Never offered me the job. Patrick had a chance to come down for an interview. He showed tremendously well. We didn't want to let him out of the building. We feel very fortunate to have him, and I look forward to working with him. There was a potential for a second interview. First of all, we thank those men for their contributions to the Giants. This is a business. Sometimes things don't work out, and we wish them nothing but the best. No, not awkward at all. I respect Tom. Talked to him a few different times. Since he left, and I feel we have a strong relationship. I'm going to bounce ideas off of Tom as long as I can bounce ideas off of Tom. He's someone I have a tremendous amount of respect for, and I'm grateful for everything that I learned from him. Yeah, we're going to take a look. Again, we studied our players. We're studying our scheme right now. We'll take a look at free agency. We'll take a look at the draft. We're going to study some other teams, and we're going to study some college teams. We're going to put it all in the pot. We're going to stir it up. We're going to get to training camp. We're going to come out of camp, and we're going to take a look at things there. And how the roster looks and how we look up front coming out of camp will determine that. It's way too early. Where we need to improve, the game's about the ball, number one. So we need to take care of the ball better. Next thing we need to do is we need to extract the ball better. We need to take it away. After that, we're going to spend a lot of time on blocking and tackling. And if we can take care of those things, we'll be able to find some more wins.
So as far as the talent, two more.
We need to add some pieces. Yeah, when you look at things, we have a lot of guys right now on the roster who are free. So we need to address that, and we need to add some pieces there, but they need to be the right pieces. We need to do everything. We need to look up for the long-term interest of the New York Giants and what's best for the future of the New York Giants, number one. Again, we're going to, we evaluated guys. We had a big meeting earlier in the week, and we need to do what's in the best long-term interest of the New York Giants and find some right pieces to add to the mix, whether it's our own guys that we bring back or going out and bringing some other guys in. But, again, free agency is free agency. It's a combination between free agency and the draft on how you add players, how you acquire players, and we just need to add some good pieces.